Thank you for calling XPO. This is Benita. How may I assist you today?
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Jane, and I'm calling from Home Depot store 2602. How are you today?
I'm fine, and you?
Good, thank you. Do you want a PO number or a phone number?
A phone number. 978.
985 49 excuse yeah 4925. I'm sorry.
Okay, 978-985-4925.
Correct.
Okay, and the customer's name?
It's Nagra Narad Narad Dendra. I'm probably not pronouncing that right. And it's 24 Conant Road in Watertown, Massachusetts, 02472.
Okay, and how may I help you?
Hi, he has a order in to have a dishwasher installed, and he's been waiting to hear from somebody. And was told that he was waiting for a PO from Home Depot. Well, when we looked into the notes, and it stated that he needs a GFCI, and his current dishwasher is only 4 years old. And I don't know why they would need that. They haven't even gone out there yet to see if he has one. But I don't know why nobody ever called him and just to set the appointment up.
It says they need a GFCI outlet.
Yeah, how would they know that he, I mean, they never went out. His one that he has there now is only 4 years old. He never got a call from anybody asking him any questions, what was there, what's not there.
I'm not sure. There's no, I mean, it says customer has dishwasher, and that's all it just says. It's PO X. This is on hold until we get custom labor PO paying XPO $225 for the required GFCI outlet.
Yeah, I don't know who put that in there or why they put it in there. I mean, they never even went to the house. And like I said, the dishwasher, the customer is telling me the dishwasher is only 4 years old, the one that's in there, which leads me to believe that he has a GFCI now.
The only thing that I can do is send an email over to the installer.
Yeah, and to have him call him and set the appointment because, I mean, it should, it should have been done. I don't know why that, is that best yet?
Let me see. Yes.
Yeah, they need to call them and have a set up an appointment for these people.
Now, did they? Are they going to send a PO for the $225?
No, because we believe the customer doesn't need it.
Because no one's ever been out there, right?
Correct. It makes no sense. Right.
Okay, what is your name?
Jane, J-A-N-E. And he's never got a call from anybody.
So nobody's ever been out there.
Correct.
So you're not a, you won't approve a PO, not a,
no, because he probably doesn't need it. I don't know who put that in the system without talking to the customer or going out there to see that he needs one.
Okay, I'll send this over to the installer.
And they'll give him a call?
Yeah, and your name was, what did you say your name was?
Jane.
Jane?
Yes.
Okay.
I appreciate all your help.
You're welcome, Jane. That's what we're here for, to help each other.
That's right. That's so true, but I appreciate it.
Okay, I'll send this over and, bear with me just one moment while I send over an email, okay?
Sure, take your time.
So we'll make it sure it gets there. I'm just about done.
Take your time.
Okay, I got it sent over.
Thank you so much. You have a great rest of the weekend.
You too, Jane, and thank you for calling XPO. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.